Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Heads up, everybody. It's starting. We got that four-month shutdown of the A-Train in Rockaway. It's a complete rebuild in the long aftermath of Superstorm Sandy.
The MTA has been making emergency repairs to the A-Train since Superstorm Sandy. These repairs will be part of a permanent resiliency project.
If the work has to be done, there's no other way, and I'm sure they're doing their best.
Rockaway resident Arthur Sell said riders will adapt.
New Yorkers are tough, and the thing is, they do what they have to do when they do it. This is what you got to do. That's what you're going to do.
Some free shuttle buses will run direct from Howard Beach here to Mott Avenue. Others will make local stops. Additionally, the LIRR fare to Grand Central will be reduced to $2.75. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Far Rockaway.
Also, another heads up, which hadn't happened yet, but they've got people in the stations already warning strap hangers, so we'll tell you. They're shutting down the PATH station in Hoboken for repairs starting January 30th through February 25th. Just so you know, but we'll be telling you more about that as the date approaches. You want to go to the PATH website now to get the particulars on alternate travel. Had a school bus accident on Staten Island this morning. 14 people got hurt. Happened just after 8 in Dungan Hills. Police got there and found a yellow bus overturned at Laconia and Naughton Avenues. Say a lady driving a white Lexus T-boned the bus, flipping it on its side. 11 kids ranging from 5 to 9 were on that bus, along with two adults, including the 46-year-old driver and a 57-year-old bus matron, all taken to University North on Staten Island. All their injuries said to be minor, by the way. Police didn't disclose what school the bus was headed to. Congestion pricing now, and transit advocates say, yay, it's working. We've got shorter commute times. Woohoo! But, and there's always a but, Wins family, apparently there's some kind of a quirk in the system which charges a toll for entering Manhattan in certain spots, and one city official says it needs to be unquirked.
Public advocate Jumani Williams says congestion pricing needs a tweak.
Because of camera placement, currently drivers getting on the Queensboro behind me to leave Manhattan, not to enter it, are charged because the on-ramp when coming down 2nd Avenue takes you into the congestion pricing zone.
He says cameras have to be in a different place. John Martin has been a plumber with a business on 60th Street for 43 years, and he says his vans are charged every time they return to the shop.
I'm a plumber. That toilet bowl just cost me $45 more. Where do you think that cost is going? It's going straight to the customer.
He says the cost of doing business will skyrocket. On East 60th Street, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So let me get this straight. The car isn't pulling into the toll area or the zone, but they pass by just enough for the cameras to pick up the license plate. That's crazy, isn't it? It's like a drive-by tolling. Meantime, they're giving examples, whereas an 8 a.m. commute using the Holland would normally take you 23 minutes, it is now plugged to 14 minutes for the same time period. So they say, yeah, it's working. Researchers at BYU just opened a can of worms. First, this disclaimer. Parents, if you're riding along in a car with your kids, look straight ahead during this story about favorite kids. Don't say anything. You could get peppered with Skittles thrown from the back seat.
Two big factors in the study from Psychological Bulletin. They say gender and behavior will decide who's the favorite. The data from 19,400 parents says it's the daughter. But Lynn Brewer, right in front of her daughter, Morgan, says...
My son's my favorite. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Wow, that feels
you're okay with
so
her saying
good.
That, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because I've thought that my entire life. I love you so much, though.
I love you so much, too.
As for the behavior, organized, responsible, and considerate kids are the favorites. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Folks riding along with their kids, nobody's saying a thing. The car is just quiet. I'll just say thank you, Mac, for my profile there of an upstanding kid. And here's your big chance to get in on the next big Steven Spielberg project. And no, you don't have to move to Hollywood to do it. That's because they're shooting it in Huntington, Long Island. There's a casting company looking for background actors for a one-day shoot in March. No, there won't be dinosaurs roaming through Huntington. This isn't another Jurassic Park movie. They're looking for people ages 18 to 70 to act as wrestling fans. You get to say, I'm in a Spielberg movie. You'll also get about $180 for the 10-hour workday. The new film stars British actress Emily Blunt. The working title is called Non-View. Wink, wink. Well, family, I hope you're enjoying this little heat wave, if you want to call it that, because come Monday and Tuesday, it's about to get real. AccuWeather says we got temperatures coming in here so cold, even the penguins up at the Bronx Zoo are asking for space heaters. Meteorologist Brian Thompson is here to give us the breakdown, Brian.
Our break from the cold will continue into tomorrow, with temperatures once again getting into the 40s, but we are going to see some accumulating snow, it looks like, heading into Sunday. We'll see some snow, or a mix of rain and snow, arrive Sunday afternoon. And then that will likely transition over to all snow heading into Sunday evening before it tapers off into Sunday night. We're expecting a general 2 to 4 inches of snow across the area, and that will likely lead to slippery travel into Sunday night, then sharply colder into Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, we're talking temperatures which might not get above the teens on Monday, so you can imagine what the real feels will be like, right? Stay with 1010 Winds and AccuWeather for all your updates, everybody. Be on its way out starting Sunday. We'll keep you posted. An East Meadow man pleaded guilty to charges tied to some anti-Semitic graffiti plastered on the front of a Jewish center back in April. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Sebastian Patino Caceres is guilty of fourth-degree criminal mischief as a hate crime. Part of the plea deal requires him to do 6 months of bias prevention training, community service, and check this out. He has to take a guided tour of the Holocaust Tolerance Center in Glen Cove. I guess they want to make sure he gets it. Nassau DA Ann Donnelly says if he plays his cards right, keeps his nose clean, and finishes the conditions of his plea, she'll drop his sentence down to a misdemeanor with 3 years of probation. If he screws up, on the other hand, the felony charges will stick and he'll get 5 years of probation. Donnelly says anti-Semitism isn't tolerated in Nassau, and maybe with education and awareness, we can teach some folks about the gravity of their words and actions and maybe change some minds and heal communities. Meantime, on Long Island, they've indicted a Brentwood man for assault on a police officer after an alleged alcohol-infused crash which seriously injured the officer.
The Suffolk DA says Cody Fisher was part of a street takeover gang, and DA Ray Tierney says it was in that sports car that Fisher was driving high and speeding 100 miles per hour, trying to antagonize Officer Brendan Gallagher, who was trying to pull him over.
It shows a disregard for the safety of all of us.
The DA says the two cars collided. The officer flipped the police cruiser and went violently into a tree. He continues to recover from his numerous injuries.
Very thankful for the officer. He was willing to place himself at risk.
Fisher pleaded not guilty. His attorney had no comment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.